taught in Dumfries and Galloway for 6 years. I was a primary three teacher for 2 years, and then primary two, and a big town school, and then I moved to a wee school that had primary 5 to 7 for 2 years, and then primary 4 to 7. So that's kind of my background. I also have a bit of a background in drama and things like that, and events management, which is kind of how I end up here. Although actually, how I actually end up here is that we took part in a iPad pilot project. In my local authority, we were awarded some iPads, and I started to use filmmaking in my classroom, and then I started to use these resources, just happened upon them, and then this job came up, and I was like, oh, I might go and do that instead. So a mixture of experience of education and filmmaking, and especially filmmaking in the classroom too. So our mission into film is to put film at the heart of children and young people's learning and cultural experiences. We're funded by the British Film Institute, so that all our offer is free. Everything I'm about to tell you about is all funded for already, so you can access it in your schools for no cost. Our offer is we do film clubs. Clubs can be quite a confusing term, because it necessarily people think, oh, after school or lunchtime, but actually you can use film in learning and the resources support that. It's not, you still count as a club, but you're not an after school club, you're just during learning. We do resources, CPD or CLPL. We do a free film festival in November that is for 3 weeks, and filmmaking, and we do an award ceremony as well. There's a little clip after this, which kind of gives you an introduction. So the objections of today's session, so we're going to give you a quick introduction to Interfilm and all the different things that we do and that you can access, and we're going to introduce you to a range of calendar resources, so resources that are linked to specific times throughout the year, and also if you have any themes or anything that you would like me to help you find on our Interfilm website, on the where the resources are, I'll hopefully get some time to do that too. So that's just a wee snapshot of everything that we do. So our kind of tagline for Interfilm is see, think, make, imagine. And all kind of breaks down in different parts of our offer. So see, we have curated catalogue of over 4,000 films spanning a range of topics and themes. Basically, if you sign up for an Interfilm club, you have access to a free Love Film account, basically. That's who we're partnered with. And so that's how you can get the DVDs sent to your schools for you to watch, review. We have a Review of the Week competition every week, obviously, and on the website. So, and they get, from that, you can have 10 winners every week, and they get prizes and things like that. So that's the clubs, and you can get the access. We also have an in-house library that has a slightly more kind of bespoke catalogue. It's more kind of, you know, more indie films, British films, slightly different, because some Love Film's got everything, but it maybe doesn't have some of the smaller distributors, so that's why we've got our in-house as well. So the tools, education and enrichment resources that use film to improve literacy and personal development skills. We have a CPDR team down in London who write the majority of the resources, however we also write our own Scottish specific resources up here. When the CPDR team write a resource, it comes to me for me to put the Curriculum for Excellence links in. All our resources are appropriate to the nation that they're distributed. In Scotland, our most recent resource that we produce, apart from we've just written one for Secret of Kells, which is in Gaelic, the resource and the film, but we have also created Eco Explorers, so that was our most recent one, which is quite a big resource, which we'll have a look at later. It's linked to Eco Schools, and so it should help you earn your green flag or bronze, silver, whichever one you're going for. And that came from my own experience of doing Eco School stuff throughout the year, but in the winter months not being able to get out as much because it was raining and different things like this. And so what can you do for Eco Schools as well when it's in the winter time? I mean, you can grow things like in school and things like that, but it was just a different way of looking at it. CPD and CLPL and filmmaking programs encourage and support filmmaking. So we do, obviously, CPD, which helps. We come out to your school again for free and help you to develop your filmmaking skills. We also do
We do that, can be a twilight, can be a two-hour twilight, can be a half-day session, full-day session. Basically, we can design a CPD session around whatever your needs of your organisation are. We also do a CLPL in partnership with Scottish Film Education to ensure a bespoke programme for Scotland. So although we can tailor it to your organisation, we still come up with the interfilm materials and the interfilm kind of way of doing it. But we also know that Scottish schools are different, and so we work in partnership with Scottish Film Education to deliver, and we're delivering a cluster model. So rather than it being a one-off, one-hit wonder kind of experience, it'll be over six. It's over 6 weeks, and one of the sessions is just an interfilm session, and you can get a full day session as well. And we also do Imagine Behind the Scenes, access to the film industry in schools and via our YouTube channel. We've got more than what we've got. Actually, we've got ones that appeal to 13 to 19 year olds. We've got a YouTube channel that appeals just for schools. We also have a Young Reporters Programme where anyone from 12 to 19 can apply. Basically, they don't even have to be part of a club. They could just be a person who's passionate about film. They record a 2-minute video of themselves either on their phone, their iPad, a digital camera, talking about film, and send it in, and they can become one of our young reporters. Our most recent outing for our young reporter was on Sunday at the Macbeth premiere, where he interviewed Michael Fassbender and things like that. So it was just brilliant because that was in Edinburgh, and so that was like a great UGA opportunity for him. So our main part of our offer is film clubs, as we call them, but again, they're not just after school. So they're in school, after school, out of school, wherever you are. They're in libraries, they're in museums, they're all over. You get on-hand support from the programme coordinator. That's the key part of my job, is that I'm the person you contact if you want to know what resource to use, if you want to set up an event, if you basically have locked yourself out of your club, everything. I'm the person that you contact for all of that. Access to the catalogue, competition support in filmmaking and film industry. I should have said also we do a thing called See It Make It, where we cluster schools and groups together with a professional filmmaker for 6 weeks, and that filmmaker goes in and supports the leaders and young people to make a film. So last time we did See It Make It, we had 5 clusters in Scotland, one in Edinburgh, one in Glasgow, one in Perth and Kinross, one in Stirlingshire, and one in Orkney. And they all kind of, and then we had showcase events. It's easy to set up and it's no cost, as we've said. If you plan on showing films out with learning time, so lunchtime or after school, you need a public viewing screening licence. The majority of schools already have this because they already have prepared for the fact that there might be a wet playtime where they want to play a film or something like that, so a lot of schools already have it. It's not something that comes from us. We don't monitor it. It comes from a company called Filmback Media, and you just deal with them, basically. That's their thing. It's a legal requirement I have to inform you about. I just updated this, but it needs updating again. We now have 1,150 clubs in Scotland and 12,000 UK-wide. This time last year, we had about 400 clubs. So we're just kind of like expanding and growing and growing. And we have a Gaelic medium provision as well. So we also do a free film festival in November for 3 weeks. It used to be the National Schools Film Week, and it was on for a week, and you used to get your transport for free, whereas we did it the other way around, you get your film tickets for free. So you can access, basically, it's really easy on the Interfilm website. You just go to interfilm.com/festival, or you can just go to interfilm.org and click on the festival. You can put your postcode in that to tell you what screenings are on nearby. Our screenings also come with a one-page resource as well, so that you can discuss the film beforehand, discuss it after, and there's often a literacy activity too. And Interfilm Awards. So this was held in Leicester Square in March, and we had representation from all over the UK. Some of the categories include Review of the Year, Ones to Watch, and Film Club of the Year. We had Scottish nominations in every single one of those categories. We had John Paul Academy was one of our 3 shortlisted for Film Club of the Year over 12, because they're an absolutely amazing film club. And they've actually managed to get film on their timetable this year because their film club has been so successful after school, and it's improved their literacy of their young people so much that the head teacher's gone, yeah, you can have some time on the timetable. This young lady here goes to Glasgow School as well, and she won a Review of the Year. So, and in fact, all our 3 are Glasgow based, and this is one of our young men. He set up a film club in his school, and now he makes films and things like that. So so he's left school now. He went to Clevedon, but set up his own film club. So yeah, incredible. So we're like, yes. When he went to stand up, or when Mary was announced, the Scotland contingency scene was just like went crazy. So why use film in the classroom? This is what leaders have told us why to use film in the classroom. Normally with more time I go, well, why do you use film in the classroom? But I've got a bit of an interactive bit later. So according to what leaders have told us, it improves literacy skills, increases cross-curricular attainment, increase in student engagement, experience of the cultures, gives them the chance to experience the cultures. It develops analytical and critical thinking skills. A film brings books to life and plays to life with music, sound and visuals. It's accessible, engaging, enriching to learners working at all levels, encourages team working skills, and develops a variety of employability skills. Speaking from experience, one of the biggest and best reasons for using film in the classroom is that it is so inclusive. We are really lucky in Scotland. The Curriculum for Excellence embraces film as a text. In other nations, it doesn't. It really never mentions it at all. So we are in a kind of blessed position that actually we can use film as a text. And because there are so many clues in film, it's children who maybe struggle with written literacy can get inferences and clues from film. They can see it, and they're able to communicate it. And when they're able to talk about what they've noticed and what they've seen, and then their confidence improves. We've even got films. We even did a project for additional support needs in young people as well. So children, young people with autism, and what films best to show them, and how they responded to certain films, and what they got out of it. So, you know, it really is very, very inclusive. So, teachers in the classroom using film say it improves imagining. So this is a survey we did last year, 2014. Imagining creativity, speaking and listening skills, enjoyment of learning, relationships and peers. Now I know that that statistic has gone up to 92% say that the teachers say that a film club makes their children more enjoy coming to school a bit more, basically. So confidence, literacy, group work and interpersonal skills, critical thinking skills. So we're going to look at specific resources that you can use. So we're going to look at ones, because of the way that today was structured, I had a look at what everyone else was doing. I was like, okay, so normally I would look at doing something called 3 C's and 3 S's, which I'll look at just quickly in a second, but I want to make it a little bit different. So we're doing calendar events, so things that are linked, that are in the calendar that we make resources for. So some of the ones that we've got at the moment are LGBT History Month, Holocaust Memorial Day, Black History Month, International Women's Day, Earth Day and World AIDS Day. So this is what this is from the Interfilm website, and if we're doing a calendar resource, then it will be one of the news events, but we split them differently. So this one is to mark LGBT History Month, and it gives specific films and how it can be explored. So it gives a list of films, and it does bullying, it does love, it does same-sex relationships or marriage, and things like that. Then there's one like this, so this is our European Day of Language resource, and it has the news article, but then you just can download the whole resource. So there's different ways that we approach it. Sometimes we give you a film that you can then go and order and look at, and sometimes we give you a whole resource. So 3 C's and 3 S's, before we go any further, does anyone know, when you're looking at a text, or a written text, the key components that you're wanting to explore with your young people, and wanting them to get pick out, and then them to analyse when reading a text? Does anyone have any suggestions of what they would be? So you're reading a novel and...
The 3 C's cropped up earlier on today.
Oh, right, okay.
I know the last one's character, but...
Okay, so we'll go with character. Does anyone else think of anything else other than character that you want to explore when you're exploring a text? Don't try and guess for... Well, you can, but, like...
Setting.
Yeah, so character and setting. And I wouldn't necessarily use S for this, for the one that we use in a text. I would say plot. But for this, it works much better when you say story. so basically, you've got character, colour, camera, sound, setting, story in film. So, like, in your
written text, you have character, you have setting, you have story, you might have a description of sound, something of how somebody sounds or how something sounds, you might have a description of the atmosphere, it might be described as dark, so you might have a touch of colour. But in film, those three elements are much more prevalent and they're as important as character, setting and story. So with those three, those extra ones, there is extra ways for young people to decode a film text. So there's extra things for them to analyse, there's extra inferences that they can take. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to look at go through an actual assembly resource that is for Black History Month. So the Black History, we have an assembly resource for Selma to study Black History Month. So I'm just going to run through a few slides of that and get you to engage like you would, so that you're my young people. So is that okay? So where were these? So this is, you imagine you're in your assembly. So where were these and where were these photographs taken? So I'm trying to get, so any idea where they were taken and when they were taken?
South Africa.
Okay, we've got South Africa. Anybody else?
America.
At the back?
Yes.
Pardon?
Yes.
US? Anywhere else?
Around
about 50s. Okay, so they're from the USA in about 50 years ago, yeah. About 50s. 56 years ago. So, who said this? Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that.
Gandhi,
got some suggestions? Anybody else?
Martin Luther King,
okay. Next one, he said this: I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love, we all have the final word in reality. I wouldn't have known that, so you're right. Okay, and from this one, who, I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the colour of their skin, but by the content of their character. That's from I Have a Dream speech. So they're all from actually Martin Luther King, and that is the film Selma explores a march from Selma to Washington. So from that, I mean, this is an assembly resource, but if you were looking at this in your class, you could have a whole discussion about like the choice of language and things from these quotes. But we're going to look at it as from the film. So then, what do you know about Martin Luther King? Anybody know? What do people know about Martin Luther King? What was he? Who was he? Anything?
He had a dream.
He did.
He was civil rights.
He was a minister. So you just get them to discuss all the things they know. You could actually give them some time to talk about it, if they've heard about him before, where they heard about him, all that kind of thing. So the key things for the film that we've got is he was a leading figure in the civil rights movement. He campaigned for an end to segregation in America. Obviously that was like and his birthday, I didn't know this, his birthday is celebrated with a national holiday in America every January, Martin Luther King Day. I didn't know this. So we're going to watch this clip and think about, so this is where we're getting to use the film and we're exploring how film portrays character, but this is quite interesting using Selma, because he was a real life character. So then you can explore, does this film have any bias? Is this film portraying him in a kind of lighter or darker way? So you're not just looking at the character, you're looking at how the character being portrayed relates to the real life person as well. So there's layers to this one. So you're going to look at what he says, the way he talks, and how people react to him. So what he says, the way he talks, and how people react to him.
As I am unable to exercise my constitutional right to vote, I do not have command of my own life. I cannot determine my own destiny, for it is determined for me by people who would rather see me suffer than succeed. Those that have gone before us say, no more, no more. That means protest, that means march, that means disturb the peace.
Okay, so from that 1 minute clip,
you can get a lot of information, you can start to predict, you could even get them to summarise, okay, what did you just see? What happened? What was going on? Where were they? So, so what did he say? So what did Martin Luther say in that clip?
Give us the vote.
Give us the vote. That was the key message that kept, he was repeating it. Anything else that was specifically stuck in your mind as a phrase that he used?
So
you're just getting them to think about what they've just heard and the choice of language. Okay, so you could then explore back if that was a real speech or if that was a written one, and you think, okay, why did the film writer use that kind of language? Is that because that was what Martin Luther was really like when he spoke? Is that the kind of language he would use? How did he speak?
Like a sermon.
Like a sermon, because he was a preacher, so his kind of structure. He was getting louder and louder, wasn't he? He's trying to like rile up the crowd. So you get them kind of motivated. I also think he speaks very rhythmically. He has almost a sing-song kind of way of delivering his speech. You get them to think, okay, well, why does that matter how somebody speaks? What did that, basically, how he speaks, how do the people react to him? And then you're getting them to think about, then you can get them to think about their own presentation skills and things like that. How you speak engages your audience. So how did the people react to him? They joined in, they started to stand on their feet, they got excited, they started to shout. So how he spoke and how he came across got a reaction from the audience. So, I was going to show this next bit, but I'm a bit, because of time, I've only got about 5 minutes, I'm not going to show the, basically you look at the sound and think about the events, and you watch the clip without the sound, which you can also do it the other way around, where you watch the listen to the sound without the clip, called Sound On, Vision Off, and you're just getting to think about what you're hearing, or you're getting to this way, they're just looking at the visuals, so the visual information they're being given, and they're predicting, and they're surmising, and they're even if you get them to explain what they saw, and then take inferences from that. So we would watch the clip, but we don't have time, so we're just going to go through these bits. So that's part of the Selma Assembly resource. Okay, so this is, just very quickly, this is what one of our resources, this is EcoExplorers, the one I said we created in Scotland. And this is how this one's laid out. So we have learning outcomes at the top, we have discussion questions, we always have discussion questions for watching before a film. As well as, this is a clip from a screenshot from the teacher's notes. Excuse me. But along with the teacher's notes comes a curriculum for excellence links and a PowerPoint as well. So you don't have to get all... This resource has got 4 films in. You don't have to have all them films sent to your class. What you can do is you can download the PowerPoint and watch the embedded clips if you want to do it that way. We always learn about film and learn through film, and we always have literacy and we always have filmmaking as activities in our resources. I've actually structured it so that in each and every film those 4 things happen. It doesn't often happen like that. You might have a film where you do a lot of filmmaking and a film where you don't do any, but I quite like the idea of having those 4 things to stick to. So you've got learning through, learning about, literacy activity and filmmaking. And we do filmmaking without equipment as well, so don't worry if you haven't got much equipment, you can still do filmmaking without equipment. This is what the curriculum links looks like in the resource. So you'll have the curricular subject, the organiser, the outcome, and then what film it applies to. So if you were looking, if you want to study a specific film, so I know I have a friend who's doing WALL-E as part of her eco-school stuff, so she would just go to this section and look at all the E's and O's that WALL-E's hitting and highlight them and transfer those into her planning. If you were looking to do specific E's and O's, you could see if they're on here and what films they relate to. So you can do it either way, whichever way suits you. Okay, so that's what a resource looks like, then the curriculum links and an example of the resource. What if you want to, just very quickly, if you want to access the resources, now we have, it's a bit confusing because we have 2 websites. We have Interfilm, but we also have filmclub.org, and that's because of our legacy of, we were 2 charities that came together, so we've still got our kind of Oh, you're not seeing it at all. I don't know if you're going to see it, if it's just going to show the presentation. That's very strange. Hello. Because I can see it on my screen, but you're not seeing it on yours. Sure.
Because he's the best.
Yeah, it's for some reason not bringing up my website. Basically, if you go to filmclub.org and then just discover more, there's the word resources, and they're all in there. It's also in the search bar. If you can, if the search bar is keyword search, that's the only thing. So if you search the word food, it will bring up all the behind the scenes for food. It'll bring up resources for food. It'll bring up films that have food in. So it's because it's keyword search. If you want resources, just scroll down to the bottom, and it'll show you the resources. And that is pretty much it. And that's so if you want to know, if you want access to the films in your school, all you have to do is fill in this wee form and drop it back to me, and I can set that up for you. And I'll email you. And if you want to know how resources and things like that, when you set up a club, you'll get my email, and then you can just reply. So thank you very much.
Thank you.